Reading from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Continue Luke chapter 2. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them. About this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. My favorite inspirational author is Max Lucado. And in his book, God Came Near, he makes what for me are some interesting observations. The opening chapter describes, as he interprets it, the likely atmosphere of Bethlehem the morning after Jesus was born. He says two things. One, quote, "Likely the town was busy with visitors there on the business of registering for the census, which caused for a boom for the Bethlehem economy." And the second thing he said, quoting, and this is an interesting thing. It seems so logical, but sometimes somebody has to write it down or you have to hear it for it to come to you. He says, "Most likely Mary and Joseph were not the only people turned away from the inn that night. The simple reality is, if an inn has no vacancies, there are no vacancies. So in many ways, for Bethlehem, that night was just another busy night. And the taking of the census and the trying to take care of the sudden population boom. And in some ways, it was just another day. As Mary and Joseph and the baby recover, no one notices. The day goes on, except for a group of perhaps perplexed shepherds. And two more quotes from Lucado drive the point home for me. He says, "God goes to those who have time to hear him." So on this cloudless night, he went to simple shepherds. And then he goes on to say, those who missed his majesty's arrival that night, and I want you to hear this, missed it not because of evil acts or malice. No. They missed it because they simply were not looking. Little has changed in the last 2,000 years, has it? End quote. I'm glad you're here tonight. I'm glad you're here because your presence tonight indicates that you have taken time out from all of the busyness of this season. I don't use the word busyness as an evil word. It's just a reality. You've taken time out from the busyness of this time to pause, and to contemplate, and to celebrate Christmas. You've been busy with all the joys and all the duties that comes from Thanksgiving through Christmas. And I am thankful that you have taken time to reflect. To reflect upon the joy and to reflect upon the holiness of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe your presence says, I don't want to miss it. I believe your presence says, I'm being intentional that I want to notice. I believe that in all of our individual ways, our presence is saying that in the midst of the busyness, we do not want to miss the reason and I believe the Lord, in as many individual ways as there are persons in this room, I believe the Lord will honor that desire. In some way, if we have listened and we continue to listen, the Lord is speaking to each of us right now. And let me be clear, when I say the Lord is speaking to us, I do not discount that the Lord could speak audibly to a person, but most of the time when the Lord has spoken to me, it's been through a feeling or through a thought. So don't ignore those feelings. Don't ignore those thoughts. Allow the Lord to speak to you. Those who have the eyes and the ears of faith will be blessed to see the Lord and to hear the angels. We see and hear in ways that the world cannot comprehend because we see and we hear and we feel with our hearts and with our souls. There's a particular poem that I like that I'll close our devotional with. It's entitled, No More Darkness. The clouds moved lazily, the air was still, as the old man weariedly trudged the hill. His eyes were dimmed, blind from birth. He had never beheld God's wondrous earth. But his hopes were high, for he had heard it told that the Messiah had come, as prophesied of old. He stumbled and fell mid the crowd and throng, pitied by the weak, pushed aside by the strong. When ready to despair from life's sorrow and scorn, a voice pierced the air, "Blessed are they that mourn." Humbly he listens while the crowd made mirth. "Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth." With tears overflowing, his knees fell to the side. "Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God." He lifted his head by the illumination overcome and beheld there before him the Master, the Son. Tears clouded his eyes, then in darkness they closed. For one precious moment he had seen with his soul. Then a light brighter than a galaxy before him spread, and he knew he never again in darkness would tread. He recounted the scripture, "Unto you is born this day a Savior, a Master, Christ, the light, the way." Peace on earth, at last in his heart he could find. The same blessings of Christmas are still given to humankind. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, your people have gathered this evening in this congregation and in churches all over the world. May we experience your light. May we experience your joy. May we experience your peace, your hope, your love, your joy. May we see you with our heart and with our soul, that we may celebrate the love and the grace that was born in a vulnerable baby on that first Christmas so many years ago. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
Lord.